Yeah, my name is Gitanjali Rao. I am 15 years old, 16 tomorrow, and I'm an innovator, author, and promoter of science and technology, especially for students and youth, and especially for girls. I'm in Geneva for the Young Activist Summit alongside five other incredible activists who are also doing amazing things to change the world. My message to youth and everyone out there really is, don't be afraid to dream big and then think back to reality. Sometimes the best ideas come to you even if they may seem the most unattainable, right? And the reason for that is because we don't have a box around our head. As youth, we have the time to make these dreams into reality. So take that first jump, take that first risk, because that's what got me here.
And you say that innovation is just part of your daily life. You've always been involved in creating things, doing things, and you're incredibly productive. It might seem a bit daunting to ordinary mere mortals. How do you do it?
I like saying that I'm a kid doing what she loves, right?
How old are you again?
I'm 15. And so really what my goal is to share that innovation is part of everyone's daily lives. It just needs to be fostered, it needs to be supported, and it needs to be recognized. I run these workshops, and a common response I get from every teenager I work with is, I want to do this too, but I don't know where to start. And sometimes that starting point is taking the first jump, and that's exactly what I'm aiming to do here and everywhere that I go, is share that innovation is everything you do in your daily life. A problem-solving mindset is exactly what you do. Now, what we're going to do is make that and solve global problems with it.
So tell me about your cyberbullying app that you've created. What was the reasoning behind that, and how do you want the UN maybe? How is the UN relevant to what you're doing?
So the biggest thing here is the Sustainable Development Goals, and one it's directly relating to digital security and safety and mental health as well. And that's exactly where cyberbullying plays a huge part. So I created an artificial intelligence-based service which is able to detect and prevent cyberbullying at an early stage, which then allows the bully to basically reevaluate their thoughts and ideas as well.
So how does it work in practice?
So using machine learning algorithms, it basically identifies words or phrases that could be considered bullying.
And when somebody's writing a text message, for example.
Yes, exactly. When someone's texting, when someone's sending an email, anything really, even on social media. And it's able to almost act like the spell check of bullying. It says, this might not be the right thing to say, but it gives you the chance if you want to send it or not. I read an article that says it only takes 7 seconds for a teenager to reevaluate what they're sending. I'm hoping to give them that 7 seconds through Kindly.
That sounds fantastic, and the best of luck. Has it launched yet?
Not yet, but actually in these next couple of weeks I've been working very closely with UNICEF to create a Kindly powered by UNICEF version, which will be available in the United States and available for people to contribute at their own words and phrases that could be considered bullying, and really just to put the message out there that cyberbullying is a global effort.
And this is called Kindly, so we'll have to look out for Kindly in the next few weeks. Last question to you then. You're a young teenage girl and you're very interested in science. You're one of a minority, unfortunately. How are we going to boost the numbers of girls and women in science?
You're completely right. I am 15 years old, I am South Asian, and I'm a female, which is breaking every stereotype in the field of STEM. My biggest thing is marketing science and technology the same way to girls as we do to boys. Not always focusing on robotics and coding. I've never seen a girls in science and technology camp without robotics involved. But instead looking at the applications of it and combining science and tech with things like art and music that is involved in our daily life. Innovation isn't about science. It's about using the skill sets that you have to make change. Another great thing that we can do is role models. Showing girls that if I can do it, you can do it, and anyone can do it. And by being here in Geneva and doing what I do, I hope to be that role model for people who don't think they can.